Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, you've been expecting it. Today is Palm Sunday. It marks the beginning of the holiest week of the church year, concluding next Sunday at the celebration of the resurrection of our Lord Jesus. In our procession gospel earlier, we heard Jesus entering Jerusalem mounted on a donkey's colt. He's at the peak of his popularity with the Jewish people, but he is also at the pinnacle of the disdain of the religious leaders. Following Jesus is a crowd that was there with him just a few days before when he raised Lazarus from the grave at the little town called Bethany. Lazarus had died unexpectedly after a short illness. And after his body had been decomposing in the grave for 4 days, the Jews saw with their very own eyes the formerly dead Lazarus very much alive. Christ had raised him from the dead. And the miracle not only showed Jesus' power over death and the grave, but it also set up a stage for his own resurrection. These people who were previously mourning Lazarus' death are now following Jesus, following him into the holy city, testifying about the great miracle that had taken place. Bethany is only about 2 miles outside of Jerusalem, and the news of Lazarus being raised from the dead goes quickly into Jerusalem, a city that is swelling with travelers and people on journeys to the holy city for the upcoming Passover celebration. From this multitude, a second crowd goes out of the city to greet Jesus. They go out with their palm branches and shouts of Hosanna, but for the religious authorities, it merely increases their anger. Everyone is going out to believe Jesus, so they are continually looking for a way to kill him. That was the beginning of Sunday, and from that Sunday until Thursday, it seemed that Jesus was unstoppable in the city of Jerusalem. He went to the temple and drove out all who bought and sold in the temple and overturned the tables of the money changers. Every day he would go to the temple and teach. Almost every day the religious leaders would come and challenge his authority, trying to trick him. And when they would try to trick him, Jesus, as he always would do, would turn the tables on them and leave them speechless. But finally, Thursday night came. Thursday night came the unexpected for Jesus' followers. After eating the Passover meal and instituting the Lord's Supper, as was his custom, Jesus went to the Mount of Olives to pray. This night he takes his disciples along with him, and going off to a nearby garden to pray, Jesus was betrayed, and he was arrested. The following morning, he would be given a phony trial, brutally beaten to a bloody pulp, then nailed to Calvary's cross, where he would suffer and bleed until he was dead. Every single step of Jesus' earthly life, suffering, and death happened according to the Father's will. Everything to fulfill what had been foretold by the prophets. It was all expected by Jesus, but it was unexpected to all of his disciples. So they left Jesus and they fled. Life doesn't always turn out the way that you might desire or expect. And the older you get, the more you realize that this is true. In your youth, the future was bright. The board of your life was blank. You had a blank slate waiting on you to go out and make your way and make a mark on the world. But it probably didn't take long for you to discover that the wants and desires of your life get bogged down in the necessities of everyday life, the distractions and a routine of work. Perhaps you spend your daydreaming hours thinking, if only your marriage was better, if only your spouse had not died, if only you made a little more money, if only your children would try a little harder in school, their lives could be much better than yours. If you only had this, or you could change that, then you would be happy. Then you would be content. But all too often, marriages grow cold. Loved ones pass away. Exciting careers turn dull, and gifted children lose their way. You discover that every this and that that you thought would make you happy has not made one iota of an impact on your life. And then when you least expect it, tragedy strikes. Suffering, disease, even death disrupt your everyday life, waking you up out of your boredom and causing you to crash down in despair. Despair that makes you cry out, God, why in the world would something this horrible happen to me? I go to church, I pray, I'm a firm believer. Lord, why does it always have to be so difficult in this world? Why must I suffer sorrow, pain, and hurt? And these are all the ultimate questions that all people must face and will face. And these are the ultimate questions that can only be understood in light of the cross of Christ Jesus. Just 3 days after Jesus' scandalous death on the cross, he rose from the dead and appeared to his disciples and a few of the women. And over the course of the next 40 days, he would appear to over 500 people. The risen Christ, true God and true man, in the flesh, is just as strong and full of life as he was prior to his crucifixion. But the people notice something different. Something has changed. Those dark red wounds just above his wrists, where the nails had ripped apart his flesh and muscle, they no longer appeared so grisly, so grotesque and offensive. They somehow appeared beautiful. When Jesus appeared to the 11 in the upper room, 11 of the 12 disciples on the first day of the week, he showed them his hands and his side, invited them to look, and the disciples realized that those wounds didn't ruin their lives. They thought it did. But the wounds did not ruin their lives. As a matter of fact, those wounds saved their lives. 8 days later, when the skeptical Thomas put his fingers in the nail marks and the wound in Jesus' side, he exclaims, "My Lord and my God." He confesses Jesus as his Savior. Thomas recognizes that those wounds saved his life. Everything that you have thought has ruined your life, God has used to save it. You will realize that on this side of heaven, life doesn't always turn out the way that you desired. It doesn't turn out the way that you expected. Throughout all that tribulation, all the pain and suffering, but God used all these things to save your life. Nothing happens outside in this world outside of God's realm of authority. Nothing happens without his permission and knowledge. And one day, you'll be standing face to face with Jesus in glory. And you'll realize that perhaps you'll realize that every single pain and sorrow in your life, you haven't forgotten it, but every pain, every sorrow has become a source of everlasting joy. Because you realize that each and every one of those trials and tribulations strengthened you and drove you closer to the cross of Jesus, where he shed his blood to save you of your sins. Each unexpected tribulation drove you to trust Jesus more fully. One day, your cries of pain and anguish will be transformed into endless songs of praise. Whether you realize it or not, Palm Sunday is referenced every week here in our divine service. We reference it in the service of the sacrament. In a little bit here, you're going to sing the Sanctus, and you will sing along with those crowds on Palm Sunday as they waved their palms as Jesus made his triumphal entry. You will sing, "Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." The word Hosanna means, "Save us, we pray." It comes from Psalm 118, and it is a shout of an appeal and praise that was familiar to everyone in Israel. And it is exactly what your Father in heaven has done for you and continually does for you. He saves you from death in the grave and raises you to eternal life in remembrance of your baptism. Just like Sophia and Lucas experienced this morning, he saves you from death in the grave and raises you to eternal life in the preaching of his word. He saves you from death in the grave and raises you to eternal life in the eating and drinking of his body and blood and his holy supper. It is true, the Jesus suffering and death were not what the people expected. It is not what they wanted, but it was exactly according to God's plan of salvation for all mankind. Now, for Jesus' part, he didn't have to go through all the pain and suffering. He's God. He created all things beautiful, all things pleasant and wonderful. But he looked in his foreknowledge and saw you and me drowning in our sins, lost and condemned eternally as miserable sinners. He saw that you were living a broken and sinful life in a broken and sinful world, and that you needed a Savior. So he came for you. He knows your grief. He knows your pain and your sorrows. And because he loves you and cares for you, for your salvation, he came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man. A man who would live the perfect life that you and I cannot live. The man who would suffer all of God's wrath against your sin. But at the same time, he did not cease to be God. He voluntarily divested himself of his divine attributes, his qualities, his majesty. St. Paul puts it this way, emptying himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men, and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. A death on a cross for you. Jesus is the sacrificial lamb who takes away the sin of the world. And as you sang in the first stanza of our sermon hymn, a lamb goes uncomplaining forth the guilt of sinners bearing, and laden with the sins of earth, none else the burden sharing. Goes patient on, grows weak and faint, to slaughter led without complaint, that spotless life to offer. He bears the stripes, the wounds, the lies, the mockery, and yet replies, "All this I gladly suffer." Right now, your pain and suffering seem to crush and annihilate you. It crushes everything that you hoped and dreamed for. But Christ has bore your sorrows and your griefs, and because he bears the stripes and the wounds for you, Through his holy cross, you can be confident that your present sufferings one day will be transformed into everlasting joy with him in heaven. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen.